Welcome back. Joining me for a look at the day's markets activity is Imtiaz Suleiman from Sentio Capital. My goodness, just looking at that JSE board, Imtiaz, really a concern. And we see especially that resources 10 complex tumbling over 6%. I mean, is it all China?
Yeah, thanks, Zanati. I think what we're seeing is a continuation of the sell-off that we saw last week. But today we did wake up to the news that China is continuing on their zero COVID policy, with Beijing now going into rolling lockdowns. We've seen what happened in Shanghai and the disruption that that caused in terms of supply chain, but also in terms of the people living in Shanghai. So there's lots of concern around commodity demand. And China hasn't been stimulating as fast as the market hoped they would stimulate the economy. I think this all bodes badly for Chinese growth for the rest of the year because of these rolling lockdowns and China's zero COVID policy.
Yeah, and taking a stock out of that resources complex is Sasol. It had a production update today. Really just talking about a favorable macroeconomic backdrop, of course, with the high chemical and oil prices, and also talking about improvements in their operations, but also saying that they are assessing the impact of the KZN floods. Just looking at that share price, I think the last time I checked, it was down more than 5%. Is it their performance, or has it all just come in with the broader risk of sentiment where we are also seeing oil slipping?
Yeah, I think overall it was due to the lower oil price. Sasol is a very geared play on the rand oil price, although we did see some of rand weakness come through. The oil price is what overwhelmed the share price today. But in terms of the update, you know, they are guiding to a better outlook in terms of thin fuel productions. They've had better mining or in terms of gold and building up that stockpile. So that bodes well for the thin fuel units. Overall, from a chemical side, we're going to see some reduction in volume, both in South Africa and the U.S. And then you've got Europe, which will be affected by the war in terms of Russia and Ukraine. So overall, a mixed bag. But I think in terms of Sasol, if oil prices continue to stay at these levels, you should get a resumption of the dividend, which would be very positive. And then earnings will also grow on the back of the higher oil prices that we currently enjoying.
Let's take a look at another trading update, and that's coming from food producer Astral Foods. They're expecting interim headline earnings per share to jump as much as 140% from the previous comparable period. Of course, that could also mean 50% higher than pre-pandemic levels. Of course, saying that they benefited from increased sales volumes, which came from their improved economies of scale, and also the fact that they had better margins. Of course, we know that they have been dealing with exorbitant high input prices. So how are you looking actually at food producers such as Astral operating in this high inflationary environment where they are dealing with those high input costs but can't really, they're limited in terms of how much they can pass on to the consumers?
Yeah, from our food producer perspective, it's been a very tough space. You know, they're battling with high input prices and the ability to pass that on to the retailers and the consumer ultimately is very limited given the constrained GDP environment that we're dealing in. But in terms of Astral's case, we did see some of that pass-through come through, which is very positive. I think the concern is from here whether they'll be able to pass through much more price increases on top of what we've seen. So the earnings are going to be up about 130% to 140%. That's coming off a very low base. And, you know, the input cost, which is effectively maize, has been disrupted quite a bit in terms of the war from Russia and Ukraine and commodity prices spiking. So I think from here on, it's going to be a much more difficult period in terms of price increases for Astral.
All right. So PSG today released results and also detailed their plans of the restructuring, basically the unbundling from some of their listed entities. We actually have the CEO, Piet Mouton, on just after 6. So I'd actually just like to ask him from you, what would you like to ask him or what would you like to hear from him?
Yeah, I think if you look at it from an overall perspective, you know, they were a holding company, and holding companies in general have not traded at their net asset value. So this is a good step in unlocking that value and the discount that was always embedded in the share price. So I think from here on, you know, for shareholders, they're definitely going to benefit from the unlock of value. But in terms of the way forward, you know, I would like to see what are they seeing in terms of opportunities, whether it lies in the listed space or the unlisted space.
Mm. All right. And just lastly, Imtiaz, your stock pick for today?
I'm going with Naspers. You know, Naspers is a very topical share. It's been hammered by regulatory issues in China due to Tencent being the majority of its net asset value. But I think it's been very oversold at these levels. They should be benefiting from an uptick in gaming revenues as the regulation has started to ease in terms of new games being approved. And advertising spend, although under pressure, will still grow in the single digits. So I think Naspers overall, trading at a huge discount to its net asset value, should see some of a relief bounce from here on the back of just a quieting down of regulatory issues coming out of China.
All right, well, thank you very much for your insights today. Imtiaz, that was Imtiaz Suleiman from Ascentio Capital.